Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and the Bot. 705, October the 18th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Linda's out on remote today because today is Think Pink. She's out at MD Imaging there on 2020 Court Street. It began at 6 a.m., and she's going to be out there. She'll be out there. She'll be calling in here pretty soon. You can also go by Reading Post Office to get your – they have these great bags with all types of goodies in it. You can go down and just come down and pick it up, make donations, all that. And that said, the Reading Post Office is on Churn Creek Road, 2323 Churn Creek Road. All right. And, of course, tonight the Sundial Bridge becomes aglow in pink. Aglow in pink. You like that? I do. A lot of things going on this weekend. A lot of things going on today. Tomorrow, of course, is that Fill-A-Bag Food Drive. Linda and I are on remote again. We're going to be at the Out West Furniture Store and their new location at 1438 Eureka Street. So you can stop on by, bring food. You know, all those canned goods, all those extra things you had back there. Look, make sure they're not expired. Come on by, give donations, give food. We're filling up the food storage, the pantries, so people will have food for that, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and just any time of the year. It's a big thing, you know, Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center. Okay, Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning, sir.
This is an auspicious day.
An auspicious day.
An auspicious day.
Not a suspicious day, but an auspicious day.
It's always
day.
A suspicious day when you're living in California.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to, hey, why don't we visit our buddy here, Josh Wiley from Wells Fargo. Josh, good morning.
Hey, well, good morning. Market indexes are mixed in early trading. Currently, the Dow's up 5 points at 13,561. While the NASDAQ is down 9 at 3,094, and the S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,459. Oil is down 99 cents at $91.13 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.96%. Gold's down $6.90 this morning at $1,746, while silver's down 28 cents at $32.94 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Microsoft's up a nickel at $29.64, Qualcomm's down 41 cents at $60.54, while Umpqua Bank's down 16 pennies at $12.14. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thank you very much. We just really, really enjoy having the Wells Fargo Advisors on. Head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. They're going to tell you how to get through that mess in Wall Street. They're on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Now,
Judy wants one of them.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. We are here on Court Street in front of MD Imaging, and boy, I'll tell you what, the cars are lined up. Everybody's on remote. I'm walking around with a cell phone. That's just the way, you know, I just think it's really great I can get in here. There's men in pink wigs and women in pink, and, you know, it's Think Pink. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I would like to put Michelle Slade on the phone right now. She's coordinated this whole, media frenzy here, which is so incredible. You've got to come by while the bag's glass with everything you need to know that you need to know and your family needs to know about breast cancer awareness. So I'm going to turn over to Michelle Slade right now. Here you are. You're live.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Hey, sounds like you're having a great turnout.
Oh, it's fantastic. We're all just down here in all of our think glory, thinking pink, and raising awareness for breast cancer.
So now, what is, you know, what's in the bags, or can you tell us?
Well, some of it's top secret, as you know, but yes, there's a famous calendar that we've got in the bag with some wonderful, amazing photos from local artists who have been submitting them throughout the year on our website. So we had a contest. We now have, I believe it's 13 winners that are being featured. Then we have our staple, you know, the Think Pink pen that goes in there from ND Imaging, and a lot of other great goodies. So you don't want to miss it. Come on down while they're all still here and that we have some supplies to last.
Well, you know what? From what I understand and all our experience has been is, you know, it starts at 6 a.m. and it's usually by 7:30, it's usually pretty much finished. But if you've got lots more, I'm sure people are coming by.
Well, we do. We still have some out here on the streets, and you're right, they do go quickly. So it seems to come in first. We've had a really steady stream this morning, luckily. And this is about the time when it really is just going to pick up, and then we have everyone going to work and getting their coffee and taking kids to school. So if you're thinking about wanting a bag, I know every year there's those that say, oh, I wanted one and I got there too late. You don't want to do that. You want to definitely come by here or go by the post office over on Churn Creek.
Okay. Now, we got to take a break, but I'm sure we'll be talking to you and Linda a little bit later on. But we also got to say is that the Sundial Bridge becomes pink, aglow in pink tonight.
It does. Yeah. I can't imagine there's anyone out there that hasn't seen it. But if you haven't seen the sundial pink, you definitely want to come at 7:30. We're going to kick it off with Summer Chappelle, one of our local artists, singing at the bridge. And then Missy MacArthur is going to be there as our survivor this year, and she's going to be telling her story. And then at 8 o'clock, she's going to give the announcement to light the bridge pink, and it is going to be spectacular. You're also not going to want to miss, we're going to have Pam Ballantyne there this evening as well. She's the current president of NorCal Think Pink, and I have her this morning here with me on the street. If we have time to talk with her,
We will. Well, I tell you what we're going to do is we got to take a break, and then we've got nothing going on for the next 15 minutes. If you want to grab her, and we can, plus we'll have other times during the morning that we'll be talking to y'all.
That sounds fantastic. We'll grab her just as soon as you have some time.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out at on 2020 Court Street at MD Imaging. Head on down there. Get your bag. It's got all types of good information, great information about breast cancer awareness. It's also at the main Reading Post Office at 2323 Churn Creek. And they've been open since 6 a.m. and they still have bags, though. I mean, you're on your way to work. Head on down there. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hardworking, integrity, leadership. These are words voters are using to describe First Assembly candidate Brian Daly.
Brian would be a good assemblyman. He's done a lot of good for Lassen County. I would trust him with my money. I think we can trust him with California's money.
As a successful farmer and businessman, Brian has earned the support of the Farm Bureau. As for public safety, Brian's no-nonsense approach to protect funding for fire and police services is the reason he's been endorsed by the California State Sheriff's Association and local firefighters.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
Send a farmer, a leader with common sense values, to Sacramento. Elect Brian Daly to the California Assembly.
Brian Daly is synonymous with trust and integrity, everything that we're looking for in an assemblyman.
Paid for by California Farm Bureau Federation Fund to protect the family farm. Farm PAC, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah! What great bump music. Bee Gees and Staying Alive. 7:16 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. It is October the 18th. Give us the weather real quick there, Bad Bob.
Well, Carl, what we're looking at today, high near 91, going to be rather toasty, but that is it. Tomorrow it drops by 5 degrees, and as we head into the weekend, we could be seeing some participation. Yes, that too. Precipitation in the forecast right now in Redding. We are looking at about 59 degrees under beautiful clear skies. A weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards is here today. We've got the merry little winemaker Chandra, and we've got John Stadelli, the great chef out there. We're going to be talking menus. We're going to be talking what's the latest up in Anselmo Vineyards, which is, by the way, doing very, very well in on all fronts. Okay, I think we have people there from MD Imaging. Linda, are you there still, hon?
Yes, we're here. We're live. I've got Michelle Slade, and she has a couple of very VIP gals that are so involved in NorCal Pink Pink with early breast cancer detection. There is a 97% cure rate, and what I'm going to do is hand the phone over to Michelle Slade, and she can introduce our guest. She is the media coordinator here, and so thank you so much, Michelle, again.
Yeah, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Thank you for having us back this morning.
Oh, you know what, Michelle? This is, when have we ever not been in great support of what you do? You know what? Think pink. What's better to support than breast cancer awareness?
Absolutely. You know, and I'm honored. I'm standing here today with Pam Valentine, and she is a nurse practitioner and the current president of NorCal Think Pink, serving on the board. And I'd like to introduce you to her and let you have an opportunity to talk with her a little bit this morning as well, Carl.
Great.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to hand it over to her. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Hey, is this a big event or what?
Yes, it's a great event. It's a big event. We love this event.
Well, you know
what? Cancer awareness. This is our 16th year.
You know, when I look at all these, I look on the poster about, you know, these dozens of places where people can pick up information for in the North State. And everywhere from Aetna to Wairika about, you know, for breast cancer awareness. Now, how many people do you have working with you on something like this?
Well, we have 12 board members and then, oh gosh, we probably have 150, 200 volunteers that help us every year. I mean, it's huge. It's big. And we do 5 different counties, and we have about 45 different places where we hand out the bag in the different counties.
Now, this makes a huge difference with people. Have you had testimonials where people come up and after they've gotten the bag that this has changed their life?
Yes, and we've had people that actually go in and they'll have their mammograms done, and they'll start doing their breast exams and get a clinical breast exam, and they actually have gotten diagnosed early, and that's our mission, is to get diagnosed early so that we see stage 1 and 2 breast cancers, not stage 3 and 4.
Yeah, from everything that I've read of in the early detection of cancer is very, very, very curable.
Yes. Yes, it is. There's 98% cure rate if we catch it early.
Okay, what do you want women to know and men? Because men play a big part in this too, don't they?
Oh, yes. There's about 1% of males get breast cancer. And so they need to check their breasts as well, and if they feel a bump, they need to go into their doctor and possibly get a mammogram as well. But the main thing for women is they need to do, at age 20, start doing yearly monthly breast exams and get a clinical breast exam yearly and get their mammograms starting at age 40.
Well, I was thinking of from the man's side is if you care about your loved one, that you might urge them to do this. And, you know, a lot of times, women don't. They just put it off because it's uncomfortable. You know, a mammogram can be uncomfortable, so they want to put that off. But it's up to the men. Hey, let's just keep bugging them.
Right, and that's really important. And, you know, we do teach, we can teach men how to do breast exams as well on their women so that they will get done, because a lot of women won't do their self-breast exams. So, yes, it's very important that you get your loved one in there.
Okay. Hey, we've got to take a break here. But thank you so much. And you know what? Thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's down there at the Think Pink, the bag giveaway. The Think Pink bags, you know, at MD Imaging. Head on down there, say hello to her, and pick up a bag. Or Reading Post Office at 2323 Churn Creek Road. Head on down there and pick up some bags from them. You know, it's got good information in it. It can save a loved one's life. And, you know, and as Pam just said, is about 1% of men can get breast cancer. And that's why Bob, I guess, was there. Looking it up on the internet. We'll be right back. Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio. Bad Bob in the attack.
I don't practice Santeria. I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Underbot. 7:25 in the morning, October the 18th. Linda's out on remote at the down on MD Imaging because on the Think Pink. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices, discounts for veterans, finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley been in business there for 30 years, and they carry all types. They carry all types of drinks, warm drinks. They have great wines, and of course other types of frothy beverages that you will enjoy. But their Espresso Joe's has the coffee that you'll want at just a splendid price. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, let's catch up on some things that are going here. The Experimental Aircraft Association in the 99s, a local women's pilots organization, are once again sponsoring a day when local pilots were going to fly kids free from 8 to 17. Okay, this is going to be up at Benton Air Park. It's going to be Saturday, October 20th, this Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Now, if your child's ever wanted to fly, ever wanted to take your child and give them a chance to fly, here's the way to do it. These people are so good. We know the people that are involved in this, and they are very safe. And this is a way to introduce your children to flight. To take a free flight, a young person must be accompanied by a parent or guardian and come to Hillside Aviation on Benton Airfield. And you sign up for the flights, then kids that are waiting for the flights, you're going to be able to try their hand at flying an airplane on a flight simulator. Anyway, lots of giveaways, lots of things. Let these kids and watch these things, watch the children play, watch them be able to fly. The Young Eagles program started in the early 90s, and since then they've flown over 1.6 million children. Anyway. Give Barbara Crooker a call at 549-4275, 549-4275. Now, this is for this Saturday. You know what? Take your kids out there. You're going to just have a great time. All right. Okay. Okay. Hey, Bob, I want you hopping in here. The future is now, and you know what I'm talking about, right? The future is now. Newsweek.
Oh, yes. Newsweek, in the publishing world.
Yeah. Newsweek just went away, announced that they are no longer publishing in print their magazine.
I have a concern about that.
What? What's your concern?
My concern is this. Going there, when you're doing research, you go to the library and you go through the stacks of old magazines and books and things like that. As we shift our collected knowledge into an extremely volatile form that can be, shall we say, updated at a whim, that bothers me immensely.
Like Wikipedia.
Absolutely. Our history, I did a thing on Boomer Tech that the events of just a couple of years ago, all those tweets and things like that, none of them were archived and none of it was really put to paper, and it's all going away, the collective memory.
Well,
I have concerns on that.
Yeah, phone's ringing. We need to. Yeah, you know, that's really a good point. Here's the point is that you do away with print, you know, and you look at the newspapers, and, you know, no matter what they tell you, you know, look at the changes in newspapers. We love the Record Searchlight. I really do. I think it's a great local paper. You know, any paper that gets both sides whacking away at them's got to be okay. Even though they're decidedly, you know, lean to the left on most things. Anyway, but it's a good paper. Bruce Ross, Silas Lyons, the whole gang down there, like them. Yeah, I like a paper. A community needs a paper. If for nothing else is to find out where the sales are. The community needs a paper. But the print media is going away. I will bet you that their circulation's down. But yet their online circulation's up. And with Newsweek used to be the big one. And of course they've gone decidedly left in the last few years. But still, now that it's gone, now the only way you're going to see it is online. You know, is this the future? Is that it's not? They don't care about people like me. I mean, and I don't mean this in a personal sense, but people, you know, baby boomers who are, you know, I use the computer a lot and all that, but a lot of baby boomers do, but older people don't. Is the fact is they think that Newsweek is still going to be a viable source of information via just the internet?
It's going to be lost in the clutter.
And I think so.
It's like this internet freedom thing where there's a two-tier internet and the people with more money are able to get their information out there faster and on more reliable streams. It becomes the people are being disconnected from the ability to communicate very insidiously.
The difference between Newsweek online and Newsmax, two completely different types of organizations. But they're both online. Newsweek will go away. Okay, we got. Speaking of going away, we're going to take a quick break here from the news. We're going to come back with our latest update from Think Pink Day and in Somo Vineyards.
From the Fox Business Network, markets are slipping in early trading following a weaker-than-expected report on jobless claims. The number of Americans filing for first-time benefits jumped to 388,000 last week, an increase of 46,000 from the week before. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 12 points. Meanwhile, an associate's degree may be more valuable to job seekers than a four-year degree. According to the Labor Department, employment for Americans with a two-year degree or some college increased by 578,000 in the past 6 months, while payrolls for those with at least a bachelor's are up by just 314,000. And Twitter is implementing a policy to ban local content for the first time. The microblogging service has blocked the account for a banned German neo-Nazi group at the urgent request of local authorities. The policy, which went into effect in January, allows Twitter to block content in specific countries if tweets violate local laws. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Blinds.com now gives you three great ways to get your windows updated. Call one of their design experts now. Go online 24/7 and do it yourself. Schedule an appointment for free personalized advice from a decorator. And if you use their new face-to-face video chat, it's like the decorator is right there in your home. Make it happen today and get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Make it happen with the experts at Blinds.com.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Hello, I'm Bill Chappelle, candidate for supervisor in District 4. In this year's District 4 race, you have a distinct choice. You can vote for 25 years of government experience with the same philosophy that got us to the point we are now. More government in our lives, more regulations, more bureaucracy, and more of the same. Or you can vote for 25 years of private sector experience. As a businessman and an active member of District 4, I have a unique understanding of the problems in our district, including water rights, personal property rights, oppressive governmental regulations, and more. Your vote for me is a vote for your rights and those of future generations. Although I have a long list of supporters and endorsements, the only endorsement that really matters is yours. When elected on November 6th, I know exactly who I am working for, the people of Shasta County. Thank you for considering me to represent you as a supervisor in District 4. Together, we make a difference.
Paid for by William Chappelle, Supervisor District 4, 2012.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460, freefireradio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, October the 18th, 58 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Why Shasta Gas Propane? How about this? Competitive prices? How about senior discounts and veterans discounts? How about service? You know, those three things right there ought to have you give them a call. Right there, those three things. So give them a call at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, a local company owned by a great family here that provide you the warmth that you're going to need this winter. Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. Okay, before we go to our guests, let's go to Linda. Linda, good morning. How's it going out there at MD Imaging on Court Street?
Good morning. And you're not going to believe this. I got a very special guest, and you see her nightly on Channel 7, and I caught her as she was in between taking shots. So I'd like to introduce you to Chelsea Kay, who's a special reporter for Channel 7. And, you know, okay, the questions I'm going to ask Chelsea are, wow, what's it like for a reporter with the Channel 7 to be out here covering MD Imaging and Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Well, you know, this is actually my first year being to this event, and I didn't really know what to expect. I'd heard from everybody. It's a really big deal, and I don't think that says the least of what it's like here. It's packed. It's been fun to see so much pink, so many people involved, all different ages, men, women, kids, local high school. So it's pretty incredible to see how much this means to so many people in this community. The fact that it started here and it's grown, you know, 24,000 bags, just the city of Reading. I'm very impressed with, to say the least, of how big this event is and how much fun and how much people are turning up for it.
Well, you know, when we...
All right. So, you know what, I saw this beautiful gal in pink that was taking, like I said, you know, taking footage of people, and I thought, hey, how interesting to be able to bring on... we see her every night on Channel 7 to say, okay, what does it mean for you? And finding out before we got back on the air that Chelsea's been living in Reading for a year, and we just enjoyed so much watching, you know, the news that she brings. She was live over on Churn Creek. How many people were over there, Chelsea?
I mean, it wasn't as many people that are over here at MD Imaging, but there was a lot of people, a solid 50 people helping out with the bags and handing them out. Again, there was lots of students over there, too, helping, which I thought was pretty neat to be a part of that. But they had a steady flow of cars, too, and being at the post office, they're actually able to have two lines going. One, you know, in the line where you would go drop your mail off, and one on the other side, the main road. So it was neat to see two lines going, lots of people out there, very active, handing the bags out. And last time I was over there, I mean, they had a line going through there as well. So it's real neat to see how packed it is. And it was, they had cars started showing up at like 5 o'clock before they were even technically going. Cars were already lining up, so that was pretty cool.
Well, thank you so much. Okay, and here we have a someone on the street. What does today mean to you? One air life, can I ask? Would I be infringing?
Cancer.
You have two sisters that have cancer, and so you're here today to support them. And your name?
Bertha.
Bertha. So thank you so much. You know what? Okay, we'll be. I'm gonna close now, guys. This is great, Chelsea and Bertha.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, we've got Chenda Miller here, honey, from Anselmo's, and John Stadelli. We're going to be talking Anselmo's wines and stuff. Just lost her. She's out there someplace. Okay, just like I said, we have with us today from Anselmo Vineyards, John Stadelli, the chef out there.
Good morning, Carl.
And Chenda Miller, who is the little old winemaker.
Good
except
morning, Carl.
You're not old. Yeah. And you don't fit the, you know, the little guy in Lieberhosen and the, you know, goatee. You don't look like that at all.
No, I don't. Thank God.
Okay, and Anselmo Vineyards has just, besides being awarded the, you know, the favorite red wine and white wine in the North State, you know, from Reader's Choice, and winning all types of awards, has just been continuing to provide great, great food and great wines. So talk to us about that.
It's easy to talk about and easy to do when you have a passion for it. You know, everybody that's up there's got a big heart. They come every day not to work. They come there to have fun and to exercise their right to cook and make wine and enjoy the guests. And that's what we do.
Well, you know what? There's a commercial that we play You know, we've been playing this spot for 2 years. And everybody says, gosh, you've been playing that spot for 2 years. Well, I really like it. It's with you and I talking and, it's, you know, got the kitchen in the background. And I don't know, maybe you don't do Mama Luigi.
Am I still making raviolis?
I don't know. Are you still making raviolis?
I'm making gnocchis and raviolis. Okay. We're making cavatelli now.
Oh, if you're
Mikey's making it today.
If you're still making it, then that's good. You know what? I love that commercial. I mean, because it's so much, it catches the spirit of you. Chef John Stadelli. You're there making it with lots of love, you know, making it from scratch, the whole thing.
That is the truth. And, you know, we evolve every day. Nobody up there really runs. We just kind of walk to the glory and just enjoy it all the way ourselves. Pasture to plate is happening in really great ways. We've got a phenomenal garden up there that's being tended by Doyle, and he's given me some just outrageous produce that we're able to deliver to the plate in certain ways. So, you know, every day that goes by, a little bit more happens, and that's kind of the way we like to take it. I mean, you know, with Chanda's wines that are coming out, it will really catch some serious attraction.
Well, you know, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk to Chanda about making wine. Now, she gave us a class the other day. I mean, you've just harvested.
Yes.
This season's grapes.
Yes.
And you were giving us a little taste of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people that think that it's got a certain, you know, ooh, it's going to be sour or whatever is completely wrong. So give us a little class when we come back on, you know, about the harvest and then what you do to when you put the grapes into the fermentation cycle. All right. Yeah. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out at MD Imaging on the street here with Think Pink Day. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Human leadership is required now more than ever during these difficult times. Time after time, the people of this community that we call Reading have shown that by working together, we can solve our problems and meet all challenges. I'm Dick Dickerson. For the past 8 years, I have helped guide the city using leadership developed over more than 50 years of military, law enforcement, and elected office experience. There has been some recent positive news with revenue increases and an A rating from Standard & Poor's. However, as you know, more tough times lie ahead. We have many more problems to solve together. I believe that my experienced, proven leadership is needed now more than ever. That is why I am asking for your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Reading City Council, 2012.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beattie, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is your invitation to attend the Marine Corps Birthday Ball at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, November 10th. This special occasion marks the 237th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. This year's keynote speaker, retired Naval Aviator Captain Dave Carey, who spent 5.5 years as a prisoner of war at the infamous Hanoi Hilton. Ticket price is $35 only in advance. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 365-1194.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bopp. Linda Bopp is out, yeah, not here. She's on Court Street at MD Imaging. She's out there, you know, out there funding and handing out bags because this is Think Pink Day today, my friends. And if you're not down at MD Imaging, head on down to Churn Creek Road to the main post office and get your awareness bags. Again, cancer awareness, Think Pink Day. And tonight, of course, you can start getting there around 6:30, but they're going to light up the Sundial Bridge. Pink. Make it pink. Okay, our guest from Anselmo Vineyards, John Stadelli, the chef out there, who, by the way, is just, you're just one of, if not the best.
And I'm very humbled. Thank you.
Well, and then, and Chanda Miller, the winemaker out there. Now, Chanda, you just harvested the grapes out there from the vineyards.
Yes, we did.
Okay, now, any stomping going on out there with feet?
No.
Don't do that anymore?
No, we don't.
Oh, well. You know, Bob and I thought we might come up there. Bad Bob and I thought we might go up there and stomp a few, but I guess not. Okay, so you harvest the grapes, and then how do you extract? You just put them through how do you do it?
Yeah, so we actually bring the grapes in from the vineyard, and the reds we actually send in through a process where we destem them. So we actually pull all the berries off of the stems, and then we put them into tanks, and then we actually add yeast and start fermentation. And after a couple weeks, sometimes for the whites, it might take a couple months for fermentation to complete. And after that, we'll press the reds off the skin, so off the actual grape skins. We'll press those out and put them to barrel for a couple years until we get ready.
Couple of years.
Couple.
So everything's at least for 2 years?
The way that I tend to do it is my non-reserves are typically 2 years, and my reserves are typically 3 years in barrel before we bottle.
Now, do you lose any of the content during the storage?
Yes, you do. Yeah, there's an evaporation that occurs out of the barrel. The barrel, because it's wood, it actually breathes, so it allows oxygen to come in. And the evaporation that occurs is water actually evaporates out, mm-hmm. as well as alcohol evaporates out. And so we're constantly having to replace that.
Because I remember during a tour on the Scotch distilleries where they would put the, mm-hmm. you know, put the mixture into these oaken barrels, as the longer they were aged, the smaller the content became,
yes.
and the more, I guess, powerful the
more concentrated.
Yeah,
yes.
More concentrated.
Yeah, and so with liqueurs or spirits, you can actually allow it to become more concentrated and not have to add back to that barrel.
Right.
With wine, because microbes actually can grow on top of wine, we're constantly having to add back to that barrel.
Okay. When you so if you're looking for a particular taste,
mm-hmm.
It's grapes plus
yeast,
and you know from your experience then,
yes.
what it takes to get that.
Exactly. You know, today's technology in winemaking it's been absolutely amazing. Different types of there's different things that you can do out into the vineyard per varietal to get different flavor content for each separate varietal. But as well as once it comes into the winery, there's yeast and enzymes that you can add. Every yeast that you add, one will allow the floral notes to come out. One will allow, you know, red fruit notes to come out. The other will allow spice notes to come out. So all of the yeast that's been farmed nowadays, it actually depends on what style of wine that you want. Yeah, so you can pick your yeast.
And how long have you been in this? How long have you been in this business?
This is my 12th vintage, actually. I know, okay. I look like I'm 20, but yeah.
No.
I know.
I thought like 18,
yeah,
frankly.
I know.
Okay, now it is so important then because of the flavor of the wine and then the food. I mean, I have the palate of a dusty road.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're it's kind of like, you know, pearls before swine when you start talking about this to me. But Linda and everybody else I know knows about this. So when you talk about pairing foods with wines, how does that work, John?
You know, everybody's palate's a little bit different. It's great to start kind of with a clean palate so that you know what you're about ready to judge or have eaten.
How do you clean your palate?
Chanda, wines will do this.
Okay.
Wines do this well.
Yes.
It's a great pairing. Wine is food and food is wine.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. And there are different things, especially if you've just eaten something sweet. When you taste wine, it will typically taste bitter. So one of the things to do to clean your palate, one of the most simple ways is, believe it or not, to eat bread. And that can actually clean your palate. Water can, but water doesn't strip proteins or anything. If you've just had milk or mm-hmm. something with protein, it won't strip that. So typically bread. In the industry, we use things...
crackers and stuff? Or
no. Crackers, yeah. But when I'm judging, we'll use things that end up having like an acidic base. So we'll actually have water with acid in it, and that will strip and remove the proteins. Lemon will strip and remove proteins, but, you know, typically bread, crackers. Okay. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. We're talking the new wines out in Soma, and then when we come back, let's talk about it, because there's going to be a big night.
A winemaker's dinner.
A winemaker's dinner. We want to talk about that when we come back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:53 in the morning. Okay, our guest, Chef John Stadelli and Chanda Miller from the Ensemble Vineyards. And Chef John is getting ready to tell us about a big night out there.
Yeah, it's our first winemaker's dinner. It's to certainly introduce Chanda and the wonderful things that she brings to the vineyard. We are kind of introducing the garden a little bit along with it. It's kind of a strange month to be doing it, but we managed to pull some kind of neat things off. We grew some unbelievable.
You got your own garden out there. You're doing your own vegetables out there, and it's great.
Yeah, we do. The tomato crop was just incredible this year, so I managed to can a sugo finto sauce, which is an Italian.
We had some of that the other night.
Yeah.
We had it. It's great.
It's an awesome sauce.
Ooh.
Yeah, and there's a lot you can do with it. It's kind of a base that I put, but it's all just natural right into the jar. And
if you add tequila to it, it's a good shot.
Boom.
First shot.
Make a great right Bloody there. Mary, yeah, I guarantee, at some point. But we're going to be serving certain courses, and Chanda's going to pair her wines with it. And it's from it's on November 10th from 6 to 10 p.m. Tickets are $75 for wine club members and $100 for non-wine club members. But I highly recommend you come up and become a wine club member, because a lot of the great things are going to happen throughout the year with Chanda and myself. It is going to be well worth it for you to do that.
Yeah, a great dinner and you know, all those different wines you're going to be doing. Like
in a great atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, always up there.
Absolutely.
So November 10th, give them a call at 474-5546. We're going to talk more about this, of course, between now and then.
Sure.
Can we change the subject just for a second? Chanda,
of course.
You are, you know, this is kind of probably a big, you know, kind of an appropriate day to be here with Think Pink.
It is. It definitely is.
Because you have gone through this.
Yes. Yeah. And went through invasive ductal carcinoma. It was a pretty aggressive form of breast cancer for myself, and diagnosed last March, and just finished my last chemo treatment. September 26th, I finished my last chemo treatment, and so I did 15 out of 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We've known Chanda for a long time, and did you just hear? Here's Linda just walked in, and you know, we can't say enough about Chanda and your spirit and your attitude. I mean, you know, what a survivor, what a winner you are.
Well, thank you very much.
And so, you know, every time we go out to and Somos, we see you and we have just we just think the world of you. And
yeah.
Of course, John. Okay, now November 10th. What kind of menu are we talking about?
It's a 6-course menu designed by Chanda and myself. And it introduces the garden a little bit. There'll be kind of a fun little Moose Boucher in the beginning to introduce kind of the theme of the evening a little bit, but certainly pasture to plate. We're beginning with a great squash tart, and I'm using the sugo finto sauce with that. And Chanda, you are pouring.
I'm going to be pairing. It's my first vintage, actually, for the 2011. It's going to be a stainless steel style Viognier that I'm going to be pairing with that. So that'll be a pre-release. We're not going to bottle these wines until January, but you can pre-order, and once they get bottled, we can actually ship them to you, or you can come pick them up.
All of her pre-releases are going to be dynamite. I'd recommend coming up and taking advantage of that. The second course will be a baby mosh and frizzy salad, and it'll have a little herb parmesan crouton, a little candied ranch pear, and a rosemary vinaigrette with
the 2010 St. Pedro Pecor. That we have out right now. That's you can get that at the winery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Third course will be a pan-seared Debo scallop, and we'll have a little avocado coulis and a little citrus essence with that.
And with that, I will pair the 2011 our reserve Viognier. So that's going to be a Viognier that's been in French oak barrels for about a year and a half by the time it gets bottled. So that also is going to be a pre-release.
Awesome. Our fourth course will be a deconstructed beef Wellington with the wild mushroom Ducelle. We'll have a little bit of a bouillon with that on the plate, handcrafted pastry, and a little orange butter and micro herbs.
And with that, I will be pairing the 2010 Majorette.
Next course will be a Rouget Noir Triple Cream Brie, ranch-raised honey, toasted pistachios, and a little flatbread right out of the pizza oven.
And I'll be pairing the 2009 Merlot with that. I said the 2010 Majorette. I meant the 2009 Majorette. Sorry, on the last course.
And for the finale, we will have a chocolate. It will be celebrated truffles three ways with a pulled sugar ornament, a little creme anglaise, and
that will be a pre-release of one of our first reds coming out since I've been there, and that will be our 2010 Malbec. That Malbec is an estate fruit.
Wow.
And the wine tasting dinner, I just came back, popped back into the studio, is, again, November 10th, 474-5546. I wanted to run back in here because I knew that you were here, Chanda, and, of course, John, one of our favorite people, both of you. I want to thank you for helping me to see how to embrace life, both of you. When we come to Anselmo Vineyards, we feel loved. We feel life. We want to taste it and roll around in it. And you help us to just really enjoy the senses of what it is with friendship and love and passion.
And Soma Vineyards is much more than a dining experience.
Yeah, it's you guys.
It absolutely is. Thank you so much,
Thank
Linda.
You.
Well, you know what? It sounds like it's going to be a great time. We're going to be talking about it more between now and then. Thank you so much for being here. And, Chanda, thank you.
You
know,
you
are a person. You are a hero. And I just want you to know that.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Hey, when we come back, we've got the Shasta County Arts Council. Let's find out art stuff that's going on. And we've got a few other surprises coming on here in this next hour. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Back in the Cold War, students hid under their desks in case of a nuclear attack. Today,
this is an earthquake drill.
Across the west and southeast, the biggest earthquake drill in U.S. history. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson experienced it in Washington, D.C., where he's live. And we've lost our connection with Rich, but he was there when it happened, and he filed this report.
The operative words in this nationwide drill, drop, cover, and hold on. Students here at this D.C. charter school got a lesson in earthquake response from the Secretary of Homeland Security and others, and they learned the lesson well. The bell rang right in the middle of one speaker. The drill here, one of thousands at schools, businesses, and even homes from coast to coast. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Another big swing in unemployment claims, from a big drop to a big surge, and there is a reason. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Well, it's been a little bit like watching a yo-yo the last couple of weeks. The government says weekly unemployment benefit applications jumped by 46,000 last week. Just the week before, though, they reported a sharp drop. Yes, the economy is volatile, but not that volatile. Seems that California was a bit behind in reporting some of its figures, and that made one week look better than it was and the next worse. A better measure comes from the four-week moving average, and that was up by just a few hundred. Dave?
Mike, a private survey out this morning shows a rise in leading economic indicators, a gauge of future activity. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 2 points. Parts of the South are doing storm cleanup. Along with that heavy rain came strong wind, maybe even tornadoes, doing damage from Louisiana to Arkansas and Tennessee to Mississippi, where 4 people were injured. Trees and power lines are down, some homes damaged. Is the conventional wisdom up or down for Newsweek? The magazine will soon no longer be a magazine. Newsweek will stop being printed at the end of the year, shifting to online only. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
In the parking lot, walking into work, Becky heard a juicy rumor. By lunchtime, her department was humming. By close of business, the entire company was talking about it. Just one thing, the rumor was untrue. It's not easy to rein in runaway gossip, to return workers to work, to calm the victims' hurt and indignation. Becky saw firsthand the harm in time lost, morale bruised, and relationships at the breaking point. She made a brief vow. I refuse to listen to rumors, she said, or to repeat the ones I hear. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge, and this much is true. The quickest way to end the gossip is not gossip in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
A 21-year-old student from Bangladesh is jailed without bond in New York City and was accused of plotting a terror attack. But Kwasi Nafis's family claims he's gentle and not capable of that. However,
according to the FBI, over the past few months, Nafis has made many comments that he wanted to destroy America.
By trying to blow up the Federal Reserve building yesterday with a fake bomb provided by an undercover agent.
They parked out front, went to a room at the nearby Millennium Hotel where the suspect allegedly recorded a video where he said, quote, "We will not stop until we attain a victory or martyrdom." And then he tried to set off his bomb with that cell phone.
That's Fox's Rick Leventhal outside the intended Fed target. NATO says it is committed to the fight in Afghanistan through 2014.
They will not divert us from our mission, our strategy, and our timeline.
NATO leader Anders Fogh Rasmussen, after all those recent deadly insider attacks on NATO forces by Afghans, their training. Now he says Afghan forces will take the lead for security across that country next year. The West Nile virus outbreak this year has killed 183 people, but there could be some hope trying to prevent future outbreaks.
Researchers are closing in on a vaccine for humans that could prevent West Nile virus, but
there is not an overwhelmingly enthusiastic
interest on the part of industry due to the uncertain market of it.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health tells Fox News Radio that the intensity of the disease varies from year to year. An example, last year it wasn't very widespread at all. This year was one of the worst ever. That means any company marketing a vaccine couldn't count on making a profit year after year. There is a vaccine for livestock. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News Radio.
Big free speech issue in Texas. A ruling expected later today from a judge on whether a group of cheerleaders will be allowed to keep quoting biblical passages on banners at high school football games. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBott, 8:05 in the morning on October the 18th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in our chat room. And several of you have. I see a bunch of entries down there. I just can't read them from here.
Great to be back.
Great to be back. How was it down there? Tell me about it.
Well, you know, it starts at 6 o'clock in the morning. And we're, of course, we've got our guest, Wade Riggs, and you're going to be with us this morning talking about many things. But before we go there and we do our Wells Fargo moment, which is really important to us, our market minute update, Court Street. I wasn't, and also in front of the post office on
Churn Creek.
Churn Creek. So down on Court Street in front of MD Imaging, the street is lined up. The building is lit with complete pink lights, media everywhere, kids, and so you have traffic on Court Street, and it'll say, you know, we've got the, you know, the street Caltrans sign that says "Think Pink Ahead." Because really, it's literally backed up a half a mile. Or then all of a sudden, there's one car. So while I was there, I spoke with the, you know, the doctors and of course Michelle Slade and several people, but, you know, I was just trying to get people on. But it was really fun, and they're giving out bags. They give out 40,000 plus bags every year. They make more and more. So people are driving by and they're asking for 4 bags or 5 bags, and then they go to work and they take their bags. And, you know, it's really all about breast cancer awareness and MD Imaging, and it's been a central location. And today is the Think Pink Day, so everyone's in pink wherever you go, and yeah. That's what today's all about.
And then, you know, Chanda Miller, who is here from Ensemble's, fighting this and has taken her last chemo. Is a survivor, as is Missy MacArthur,
who is going to be speaking tonight at the Bridge Lighting. I'll be out there. Enjoy Magazine, of course, is on tonight, taking the On the Spot with Linda Bott 6 o'clock show, and I will be calling in about every 15, 20 minutes live from the Bridge, and we'll be going through ceremonies, and then when the show is over, come on down to the Bridge, because then they're going to be lighting it, and it's really awesome how the entire Sundial Bridge, they light it up in pink. They keep it in pink for some time, but the ceremonial aspect of launching the lights in pink is really something else.
Yeah, it really is, if you haven't seen it. Okay, hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Well, good morning. Stocks are a little changed this morning. Currently, the Dow's up a fraction of a point at 13,555, while the NASDAQ is down 12 at 3,091, and the S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,459. Oil's down $1.08 at $91.04 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.97%. Gold's down $10 this morning at $1,743, while silver's down 31 cents at $32.91 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, AT&T's up 40 cents at $36.12. Cisco Systems is down 8 pennies at $18.63, while Home Depot's up 38 cents at $61.77. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. If you want to stop by, they are down on Park Marina Drive, or give them a call at 243-7561. Thank you, 7561. I'm just delirious this morning. But you know what? If you want to find out your way through the labyrinth of Wall Street, It's Josh and the gang down here that can help you. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking to Shasta County Art Council for a few minutes. And we've got a bunch of other things we're going to be talking about also.
Wade Riggs is a standby.
You going to see somebody about that?
Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops, Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Catt, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, Costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Well, you know what? It's starting to get a little chilly. Next week it is. So this whole summer, Alliance Heating and Air has kept you cool. Now let them keep you warm. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They believe in quality. They believe in the old-fashioned quality of getting the job done correctly the first time. They see their customers almost like family. Serving you at just the right temperature is what Alliance Heating and Air promises. Give them a call at 221-2642. Go to the website, homecomfort.org. Been in the business since 1992. They are truly professional. They truly care about their customers.
Well, welcome to the show. Our good friend, someone who we admire, who is a director, an actor, a producer, and I can't, without further ado, his name is Wade Riggs. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Let's get down to brass tacks here because, there was a rumor that Wade Riggs quit something. So let's just say right now you had a theater group.
Correct.
And?
WE Multimedia Theater Group. We had a nice 2-year run, produced 9 shows. I had the opportunity to work with a lot of great actors and directors. And it somewhat ran its course, and we had a great time, but there was, it's like anything else. I wanted to do more. And, so we decided to go ahead and let that come to an end and move on to other things.
Sometimes you have to, you put your passion into something, and sometimes you need to perhaps stop that mm-hmm. in order to make room for something else. So there's right. A couple new things in your life.
Yeah.
one being that you have a bride.
I do. Bobette and I finally got married 2 weeks ago. I say finally because we've been together for 3 years and engaged for a year. So
you are the eloped couple. I love it. How passionate is that?
Oh, we did.
Shoot. Let's go get married.
It was very romantic. It was a great wedding and it was very spur of the moment. And I'm, people that know me know I'm not a very spur of the moment kind of guy.
Come on.
And, this kind of caught everybody off guard. They're like, what?
You're not a spur of the moment guy?
No, not really.
Well, see, but you have to direct on the spot. Like a feeling, doesn't a feeling come out, evoke?
Oh, yeah.
And then you feel that, then you have to direct somebody, and I would do it this way.
Well, Linda, there's flexible, and then there's spur of the moment.
Okay.
I mean, when it comes to directing, you can be flexible and listen to other ideas and apply them. But spur of the moment, not so much.
I like working with you. I thought that you were very, you gave great direction with an artist's integrity in mind.
Well, I have a lot of respect for the artisans in this community, actors, directors, singers, and painters. And, there's such great art in Shasta County, and that's one of the reasons why I got involved with the Arts Council.
And which leads us to the next big announcement.
Recently, I was elected president of the board of the Shasta County Arts Council, which I'm very excited about because there's so many things that the Arts Council does that I am just I can't think of almost anything that they don't do that I'm just not totally in support of.
Well, enlighten us. What does the Shasta County Arts
Council
do?
Shasta County Arts Council, we're here basically to support the artisans in this community, to help them promote their works, to also give them information on how to succeed. It's there's a lot of artisans who have the passion, they have the talent, but they're not sure how to get that out there into the public eye and how to market it effectively and deal with things like copyright and all of those things. And so there's a lot of information that the artisans need to take their art to the next level in a variety of forms. So, and that's what we try to do. We try to be there to support the artistic community, give them a venue. I mean, Old City Hall is such a tremendous venue.
Yeah.
And be there as, a focal point for the artisans.
Well, I have a question for you. It's political year,
mm-hmm.
Of course, November, and how with the political year and where we're people not really sure, how we're going. Does that affect the art community at all?
I mean, economy, politics. I mean, unfortunately, we try to stay neutral in terms of politics mm-hmm. because, as artisans, we try to love everybody. But, politics and economy always play a part in funding of the arts because, unfortunately, when budgets get tight, the first thing that gets cut is
Big Bird.
Yeah. The arts. And so it's even more important that the community rally behind the arts and say, no, we are not going to allow this because the arts touch every aspect of our lives. Children, learning to read via Sesame Street. The arts touch us all, whether you believe it or not. And I believe that in Shasta County, more so than most places that I've been, this county rallies around the arts. They support the arts. And all you have to do is look at the various groups in town that are artistically related to see that that is true.
So we're gonna have to take a break. When we come back, it would be really, I'm sure we'd like to have you spell out for our listening audience a new regime
mm-hmm.
and what your plans are.
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah.
To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Aw, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Hi, I'm Dick Dickerson, asking for your vote for City Council on November 6th. The past 6 years have been very difficult financially for California cities, including Redding. However, because the council had the will to make tough decisions to control costs, we are financially sound. The rating agency Standard & Poor's has given Redding an A rating, describing the city's financial outlook as stable. This is good news indeed, but much remains to be done. More difficult decisions lie ahead. I commit to you that I will continue working to ensure that the citizens of Redding receive the services they need and deserve from a stable city. I need your support, and I need your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Redding City Council, 2012.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Calling about 8:22 in the morning, October the 18th, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. That's right, Crown Motors of Redding, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Your neighbors making great deals for you right down there at 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding. They take great care and great pride in selling these cars to you, either previously owned or brand new, and they like making great deals for their neighbors. Not only that, but they will service your vehicle so that you will stay on the road in a safe, well-running vehicle. That's Redding Crown Motors. 555 Cypress Avenue, or give them a call at 223-2177.
Our guest this morning is Wade Riggs. Okay, give us the official title again.
President of the Board for the Shasta County Arts Council.
All right. So, and what are your plans? Let's talk about the new regime and what you, I mean, obviously when there's a new board, you're coming in with new ideas. Where are we going?
Well, I tell you, first off, you know, I'm just a part of the organization as the president. Michael Carnes, who's the vice president of the board, is very aggressive, very much a go-getter, and has some tremendous ideas. Deborah Lucero, the director, what a find she was. I mean, she is such a talented lady who knows how to put all the bits and pieces together. We are... really, our focus right now is to make sure that the members of the Shasta County Arts Council feel that they're getting something for their membership. We want to reach out and make sure that they've got some added value, if you will. And to that extent, we're going to be putting together some seminars to provide information to them to help them build their business, if you will, because the arts is a business. I mean, you know, we'd love to say that it's not, but it is. I mean, any, you know, it's whether you're promoting art or, you know, cars. It's a business. So, you know, you have to get out there effectively to do that. So, we have a speaker coming up, and we're going to be announcing that, I believe next week, where, we brought in a speaker from Southern California who is an expert at marketing nonprofit organizations. And so we're going to be offering that seminar at no charge to our members and a minimal charge to non-members. Because obviously, again, as we'd mentioned earlier, in these economic times, you know, with budgets being cut, it's really important to get the biggest bang for your buck in terms of marketing. And then we're also going to be setting up additional seminars in dealing with copyright issues with the arts, whether it's a painting or a stage production, you know, things that you really need to know to make sure that you've got all your I's dotted and T's crossed.
So paintings have copyright?
Well, I mean, if, for example, if you, these days on the internet, you know, how many times have you seen, you know, somebody post their work on the internet and all of a sudden, you know, you look around and you see
it downloaded everywhere.
Oh yeah, you see it on somebody else's website. You know, how do you protect yourself from that? And what are, you know, what recourse do you have if somebody, you know, copies your work and uses it elsewhere without your permission?
Years ago, and I think Microsoft took a big bite of this, some companies went out and bought all the digital imaging rights to classic works of art. They are locked up as copyright. If you want to show them Mona Lisa or whatever, you have to pay a fee for that privilege.
Yeah, it's you know, there's a lot of, you know, whether you're putting together a TV commercial, for example, and, you know, if you're using a published song as your music bed without the rights, you know, there are companies out there, you know, who are doing nothing but looking for that copyright infringement. So there are things that you need to know.
Well, that's why we pay CSAC and BMI, and there's another one, too.
ASCAP.
ASCAP.
Absolutely.
And you know, and the funny thing is that two of them have one price, and I think it's
CSAC.
It has this ridiculous price.
I don't know. It's the smallest of all. The smallest company, and they seem to be the most difficult.
Yeah, and they are. They're hard to work with. But the thing is for even talk radio,
because
I am BMI.
We
cover all those. But it's like you're saying, if you've got songs out there that you're singing, there's probably a copyright on them, and you've got to pay money to somebody for this.
Yeah. There's, you know, even if you go to a nightclub or, you know, to a club and you're performing there, you know, you have to pay those rights. Now, they may be covered under, you know, the house may have,
right,
you know, it may cover those, but you need to check. Because if you don't check, ignorance is no excuse. So there's things that you need to know, and that's one of the seminars that we're going to be having is how to.
That's fabulous information. When I was putting the On the Spot with Linda Bott together, my good friend Karen, who is just a wonderful graphic artist, went through Google searches for images.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had to go to the artist and say, "Can we use this?" But I don't know, it was something about, you know, if it was only for this amount, we said, no, we want to use this kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't like do it exactly, but we could, it was hard to work with the artist. So we ended up kind of going along the lines. Right. It would be as if you know, somebody can't come to you and if there's only, what, 7 notes in the scale?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are going up the scale, how many songs are going up the scale? So you go a little bit up the scale, down the scale. Somebody can't come after you and say that, well, gee, you stole my song.
Which happens. I mean, look at George Harrison. You know, he was accused of plagiarizing He's So Fine, and he lost. My Sweet Lord was supposedly, the bass tune was supposedly borrowed from He's So Fine, and George Harrison lost the suit. You know, it's gets a little murky out there. But then, you know, there's a lot of artists who don't know that, you know, places like iStock, they can upload their product to iStock and immediately start generating royalties. So, you know,
iStock is amazing.
Oh, I love iStock. I mean, we use it constantly. But there's ways that even, you know, the even small areas like Shasta County where these artists can reach a worldwide audience, and we're going to try to help them with that.
That is excellent. Well, okay, so now we're talking about the Shasta.
Shasta County Arts Council, and we were talking about, you've got the Silent Film Festival.
We do, and very excited about it. It's coming up this weekend. It's our 7th annual, and last year the numbers broke records. We had over 500 people through the doors for the Silent Film Festival, and unless you've seen the silent films as they were originally intended in film, not on videotape, with live accompaniment. It's unbelievable. It's like stepping back in time. The films were actually totally restored. There's a gentleman locally who lives in Hat Creek who actually was in charge of the restoration. His name is David Shepard with Black Hawk Films, and restored these back to their original pristine condition, and the films were delivered in the old film cans.
Wow.
For those of us who remember the old film cans.
Now, the accompanist is somebody who's not from the area. He's coming in, I think, specifically to play the piano and accompany. We should talk about that when we come back after the break. What do you think? KCNR 1460, we'll be right back. Our guest is Wade Riggs. Oh, stretching with 30 seconds. We're talking about, give us the dates for the, while we're looking for the guy's name that's the accompanist. What are the dates for the film, Silent Film Festival?
It's this Friday, Friday evening and all day Saturday. And the gentleman's name, by the way, is Frederick Hodges.
There we go. Fred, thank you.
But it's so nice. I mean, you walk in the door and there, you have these silent films with a live accompaniment, and it is just, it's so great.
We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Stocks are mainly flat on Wall Street after a mixed batch of corporate earnings reports and the latest jobs numbers.
New jobless claims last week rose higher than expected at 388,000, and that offset the unexpected decline the week before.
Fox Business Network's Dennis Neal. Job seekers this winter, though, may see a lot more help wanted ads in one sector.
Retailers plan to fill about 700,000 positions this holiday season, up from 660,000 temp jobs last year, mostly at the big department stores. Macy's says it's adding 80,000 Christmas workers. Employment experts say overall the big numbers suggest the tight job market is easing and that shoppers are ready to spend.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. And a 21-year-old from Bangladesh is in custody, accused of trying to bomb the Federal Reserve Building in New York City. The bomb, a fake, part of a sting operation. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for State Senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, Vice President of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for State Senate.
Paid for by Taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one.
Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. It's October the 18th. It's 8:35 in the morning. Good morning. It's like 63 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's the place to go. Bad Bob and I go there. Bad Bob spends more time in the chair than I do because... Really, Bad Bob, we could call him Bear Bob. They just go in there and just shave and shave and shave and whack and whack and whack and whack. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, good friends, good people down there. All right, Linda, tomorrow we're going to be another remote.
You know, this one is where we're out under the tent, live, come drive by and see us. We will be there.
Fill a bag, feed a family. It's for the Shasta County Women's Refuge and the Shasta Family Justice Center at the Out West Furniture at their new location. Okay, and I'll be listening now. The new location is at 1438 Eureka Way.
Used to be where Miller Auto.
Yeah.
Yes. So
right around the corner here.
And the antique store. And then they all moved, so...
7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Just, you know, as you're driving to work, as you're driving around.
Come by and see us.
Bring food. Bring cans of food. Bring donations.
We won't be handing out bags, but we hope that you're going to fill a bag.
That's right. We want you to fill a bag. Come on down and bring us food. Bring us, you know, anything that you've got in your pantry. Make sure it's just, you know, if it's got an expiration date on it and that was a year ago, probably you don't want to do that. But come on by tomorrow at Out West Furniture, 1438 Eureka. You'll see our signs out front. You'll see us out front waving and cheering. It's the drive and drop canned food drive for the Shasta County Women's Refuge and the Shasta Family Justice Center. They need food down there. Okay. Our guest, Wade Riggs from the Shasta County Art Council.
Let's talk about the Silent Film Festival that begins tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. It kicks off with... a section based on comedy, and it starts at 6 o'clock with a feature from Laurel and Hardy, and then there's Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, and then an animated short from the 20s. And this whole laugh section is probably one of the most enjoyable from the kids' standpoint, because the kids loved it last year, and it was one of the most popular. And we're actually going to be repeating that laugh section on Saturday. And tickets for kids are only $2.
It's called the laugh section?
Yeah, well, I'm probably...
The laugh segment. Well, anyway...
I'm probably messing that up.
That's all right. Well, Saturday, okay. So Friday, we have... So you can buy a pass for all 3 days.
You can. The cost for the off-festival pass is $45, and that gets you into every single one of the shows. Or if there was a specific movie that you want to see, you can buy just that movie for only $8. Pre-sale are $10 at the door. Yeah. And, of course, $2 for children 12 and under. So.
Well, we really enjoy silent films. We do watch my TCM, Turner Classic, occasionally.
On Thursday night?
Yes, and Buster Keaton.
Oh, I know.
Brilliant.
Well, there was actually, I borrowed, and we're talking about copyright, I borrowed a bit that Buster Keaton did in the play that I wrote. And it's just brilliant. And you see, you know, you look at a lot of these old silent films, and you realize how much of today's culture was affected by those films. You know, and some of the things like, you know, D.W. Griffith was a genius. And, you know, one of the most... prolific directors. So, anyway, come down if you can. We're right downtown, right directly across from you guys.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much.
Wade Riggs.
You for so much what you do.
And it's the Silent Film Festival this weekend. We wanted to cover it. It's a really important, very special event that we have right here in Shasta County. And again, it begins tomorrow night. And wonderful Silent Film Festival. It's been quite popular, and is this the third or the fourth year?
Actually, this is the seventh annual.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you'd like more information, ShastaCountyArts.org is our website. So.
Thank
you,
Wade.
Thanks a lot, and thanks again for what you do for our community. And again, congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you.
Unwedded bliss.
I am happy camper.
And Bobek, congratulations, too.
An honest man out of you.
That's right.
Finally, I know.
That's right. You know, I was tired of her taking advantage of you.
I had to beg her, but, you know.
She's legal to sleep with the boss now, right?
There you go.
Well, I think she's the boss. I just worked here.
You know, let me tell you the story now that you just got married about Hawks and Sparrow. Yeah, you know, and just imagine which one you are.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We've got an interview. When we come back, we're talking. We're going to be talking about genetic foods and genetic modifications of organisms. We'll be right back.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
I want you to want me.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is October the 18th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, the finest coffee in town at Espresso Joe's. Great cost, great prices, great value, finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley have supported this community for well over three decades and have been successful. And support and love River City. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They will meet or beat any prices in town on tobacco. Okay, genetically modified organisms. It's a big thing. there's a proposition out, and there's, you know, there's a, you see a whole lot of advertising one way or the other. Well, we have as a guest right now, Jeffrey Smith, who is both an author and a filmmaker, and we welcome him to the show. Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning, Jeffrey. You're live on the air.
He's up.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, good morning.
Okay, we're going to see if we've got our phone line screwed. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, you there?
Okay. Well, okay. Maybe he's on his cell phone and we dropped him. Anyway, GMO, you know, it really is a controversial subject, genetically modified food. And right now they're trying to pass a law, of course, that the labels will tell you exactly what's in the food, where it's made. We've had, you know, Carrie Ann is somebody who's kind of really led the flag here, carried the flag in the Reading area as far, and she's been on a Trudy Pratt show, you know, Conscious Living and all the good stuff. And
she's been on our show too.
She's been on, Positively Healthy,
mm-hmm.
and, which is the Saturday show that we have here in KCNR. And
the question is should you know what what's in your food? And this is about marking the food that you eat with genetically modified organisms. And there's a big fight going on right now. And I think Mr. Smith just got back to us here. All right. Do we have, okay. Mr. Smith, good morning. Mr. Smith, good morning.
Good morning.
There we go.
Okay. Can you hear us now?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Now, welcome to the show.
Now, Jeffrey Smith, you have, you've written books, you've made films, all about the dangers of genetically modified organisms. Is that true?
Yes, I have.
Can you tell us what the problems are?
Well, okay. In my latest film, Genetic Roulette: The Gamble of Our Lives, I interview a lot of doctors who are prescribing non-GMO diets to their patients, and they're getting better from a variety of things: reproductive disorders, gastrointestinal problems, immune system problems, even mood and behavior and energy levels. And this is consistent that I'm finding all over the country where people are avoiding GMOs and they're getting better. Now, the same categories of diseases and disorders are found in the lab animals that are fed GMOs, as described by the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. When they looked at the lab animals, they said there was so much danger and damage to those animals in the same categories that every doctor should prescribe non-GMO diets. And when farmers and veterinarians take livestock off of GMOs, they also get better from these same diseases and disorders, which are on the rise in the U.S. population since genetically engineered foods have been introduced in 1996.
What was the purpose of having genetically engineered organisms?
Well, the primary reason is to spray the field with herbicides and not kill the plant. So Roundup Ready crops, for example, like Roundup Ready soybeans, don't die when sprayed with Roundup herbicide. So the herbicide and the seeds are sold by Monsanto. 80% of the genetically modified crops out there are herbicide tolerant, and they store the herbicide in the food portion which we eat, and that Roundup, for example, is now linked to cancer and birth defects and endocrine disruption, reproductive disorders, Parkinson's, and other things. Now, the other variety of GMOs produce their own toxic insecticide designed to break open the stomach of insects to kill them. So corn, for example, has a toxic insecticide, which was just studied this year to find that it also pokes holes in human cells, and last year they found it in the blood of 93% of the pregnant women tested in Canada and 80% of their unborn fetuses, which is a very scary idea. And we're eating a toxic insecticide that pokes holes in human cells, that gets into our blood and gets into our babies.
Well, if this is, and how long has this been around, the genetically modified organisms?
Well, in 1996 is when most of the major crops were introduced, and 97, so soy, corn, cotton, canola, and we also now have sugar beets that produce our sugar, and alfalfa used as hay, and some papaya from Hawaii, and a little zucchini and crookneck squash.
Is there any major crop that doesn't have it in it?
Yeah, in fact, the biotech industry's plan was to replace nature, eliminating the billions of years of evolution where you can use selective breeding and natural methods, and replace it all with patented genetically modified seeds. They have been stopped by consumer rejection in Europe and a lot of concerns here, so they haven't genetically engineered wheat or rice or basically anything. There's just the 9 genetically modified food crops. And we're not talking about selective breeding when I say genetic engineering. We're talking about taking genes from one species like bacteria or viruses and forcing it into the DNA of other species. It creates combinations of genes that could never occur in nature. Plus, the process of genetic engineering itself causes massive collateral damage in the DNA with unpredicted side effects.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We come back. Our guest is Jeffrey Smith. We have people on the line that want to ask you questions, but quickly, you're going to be giving a talk tomorrow night. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
And you're going to be where?
I thought you would have information. I'll look it up during the break.
Okay, yeah, if you could do that, because you're giving a talk on genetically modified organisms tomorrow. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll bring Jeffrey Smith back, and we also have a question. We also have people on the line. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, a little computer glitch there. Carl and Linda Bott, it is October the 18th. It's 8:54 in the morning. Here our guests are Jeffrey Smith, who is a filmmaker and an author, talking about the dangers of genetically modified organisms. Good morning, Jeff, and welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Okay, hey, we have a caller with a question. Okay, she just dropped off. She had a cell phone. Okay, did you have a chance to look up where you're going to be speaking at tomorrow?
Yes, I did, and let me read it to you.
Okay.
I'm going to be at the McLaughlin Auditorium at Sequoia Middle School, and that'll be entertainment and food starting at 6. The program starts at 7, and that's in Reading, and then that's Friday night, the 19th, and on Saturday, Mount Shasta at the Mount Shasta College of, I can't know,
Siskiyous.
College Avenue, that's from 7 to 9.
Okay, great. Okay, Jeffrey, you know, the this is a proposition that's, you know, that's up for vote here at in California. The argument about it is that it doesn't include everything, and that it's going to be a lawyer's feast day.
Yeah, those are two lies made up by the opposition. You see, unfortunately, in political campaigning, you don't have the Federal Trade Commission monitoring to make sure you're not lying about product. You're allowed to lie in a political debate. And so the concept that it's a lawyer's feast is completely the opposite. It actually was designed specifically to avoid that. All the concerns that people have had about, say, Prop 65, they've been taken specifically out of this proposition, and so it has nothing to do with that. There's no money for lawyers. There's a 30-day reparation period. In fact, if you can find me an altruistic lawyer who'll be willing to do this for the good of everyone and not make any money, well, maybe there'll be a couple of lawsuits, but there won't be much at all. And then as far as exceptions, yes, the proposition process does not allow you to have a proposition for two different items, and so you can't have an item that's labeling genetically engineered direct inputs, and then another item labeling the animals, milk and meat, that have been eating GMOs, because that could be taken down in a lawsuit afterwards. So they're exploiting these lack of understanding and trying to create fear tactics and attitudes that are completely false. But this is what they do. They told us, for example, the FDA was working with Monsanto. In fact, it was Monsanto's former attorney who was in charge of the FDA policy on GMOs, and he falsely claimed that the agency wasn't aware of information showing that GMOs were different and said no testing or labeling is necessary. Well, it turns out, because of the documents made public from a lawsuit, and this was in the early 90s, the overwhelming consensus among the scientists working at the FDA was exactly the opposite. And they had warned that GMOs were dangerous and could create damaged diseases and toxins, etc., and they were completely ignored. Then the person who was in charge of policy, Monsanto's former attorney, then became Monsanto's vice president, and now is back at the FDA as the U.S. Food Safety Czar.
Okay,
so even the
Okay, all right. Now you've pretty much outlined that. We've got a caller, and we like to take calls in. So,
sure.
Ruth, good morning. Are you still there?
Good morning.
Okay.
I'm still here. Hey, real quick, I just wanted to ask Mr. Smith, it's a really confusing proposition. My question to him is, do they have statistics showing increases in Parkinson's and the other diseases that he talked about earlier? And what are some of the what's the percentage of increase for some of those diseases that they're claiming maybe GMO altered foods are doing? So I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks very much, Ruth. Did you hear that, Mr. Smith?
Yes, I did. Thank you. It's very interesting because there's so few safety studies on GMOs. No one is actually monitoring. No one in the world is monitoring the changes in the health aspects in our statistics, and doing the kind of human studies that would be able to link definitively GMOs to, for example, the increase in inflammatory bowel disease by 42% since GMOs were introduced, the doubling of food allergies, the increase in asthma, autism, etc. What we have instead is lines of evidence showing that when people remove GMOs from their diet, they get better in all these different areas. When animals get better, animals remove GMOs from their diet, they get better in these areas. And the mechanism that could be causing these problems, like what could cause Parkinson's? Well, leaky gut, for example, holes in our digestive tract are linked to Parkinson's in the medical literature. Well, leaky gut is shown that it might be created with the toxin in the corn that pokes holes in human cells.
It sounds like is that there are no real studies about this. However, there's a lot of, like you said, threads that allude to this.
I didn't say no studies. There was a study that came out 3 weeks ago in France where they fed rats genetically modified corn for 3 weeks. The rats ended up with massive tumors that were as much as 25% of their body weight, up to 80% of the female rats, compared to 20% of the control group, 50% of the male rats. They also died at two or three times the rate, and they had damage to their organs, livers, and pituitary gland. And this was such damaging evidence that Russia banned genetically modified corn within 3 or 4 days. So it's not like there's no evidence, and the evidence out there shows consistently signs of toxicity, organ damage, immune system problems, accelerated aging, dysfunctional regulation of cholesterol and insulin, and also reproductive disorders, very serious reproductive disorders, like up to five-fold increase in infant mortality.
Okay, Jeffrey, we've got to run here. We're at the end of our show. But, okay, you're going to be at the Sequoia Middle School and McLaughlin Auditorium tomorrow night starting at?
Well, there's food and entertainment at 6, and the program starts at 7.
You know what? If you're interested in this, and this is, I tell you what, this is a fascinating subject, and obviously Jeffrey Smith is an expert on it. I recommend if you know that you head on down there and take a look, head down to Sequoia Middle School, get down there and listen to Mr. Smith talking about genetically modified organisms. We're going to have you back on, if that's okay, Mr. Smith, at a later time so we can talk a whole hour about this.
Sounds great.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, remember, tomorrow, everybody, we're going to be down at the Out West Furniture Store on Eureka. We're going to be doing fill a bag for the Family Justice Center and the Women's Refuge.
We'll be doing a full live remote.
That's
please
right.
Join us.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The Defense of Marriage Act has just been ruled unconstitutional again. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
This is the second time a federal appeals court has struck down the Defense of Marriage Act. This panel out of Manhattan, the three-judge panel ruling the law violates equal protection. A federal appeals court in Boston earlier this year also found the 1996 law defining marriage as only between a man and a woman unconstitutional. Now, it's still unclear if the law will get Supreme Court scrutiny. The plaintiff in this New York case concurrently appealed to the high court. So far, the justices have not signaled whether or not they'll hear arguments, Lisa.
Jared, thanks. The people who know him are stunned over the arrest of a college student from Bangladesh for a terror plot in the U.S. More on the suspect arrested in New York yesterday. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has a live update.
As the accused would-be terrorist, Kwasi Nafis, is held without bail, charged with trying to